Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. Here's your host, Terry Brown.
Well, if you've been around bass fishing very long, you can determine that it's not just about fishing all the time. And with me today is Doug Goddard. And Doug, you guys have got a ministry that's unbelievable in helping disabled kids and working with programs to be able to get more people enthused about not only looking at the benefits and some of the things that are associated with fishing, but also lifestyle type things as well.
Yeah, definitely, Terry. I mean, we're really excited about the program that we've put together with Johnny and friends and a lot of fishermen. I mean, the outdoors is just, such a great thing for people who are disabled. A lot of times they're stuck inside, whether it's with their family in a home or sometimes even in a hospital or nursing homes. And to be able to get them outside, kind of get them connected with God's great outdoors through fishing really seems to make a world of difference in their lives.
Well, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, just because you're disabled doesn't mean you can't, you know, do some things that are fun, that's for sure. And you know, you look at the program, the way you've got it set up right now, you've got pros engaged, you do seminars and a lot of other things, but tell us a little bit about exactly what Johnny and Friends does and what the really kind of the mission is.
Sure. Well, Johnny and Friends is it's an international ministry. It's a nonprofit organization that basically exists to share, you know, the love of Christ with kids, individuals, and families affected by disabilities. And we basically have kind of partnered with them to develop this fishing program that we call Fishing with Friends, where we have several guys that have wrap boats for Johnny and Friends. And, we do clinics and seminars at a lot of the Johnny and Friends camps. They do camps during the summers for families that are affected by disabilities. So we go there and do fishing clinics. We also do what we call, like to call fish grants instead of wish grants, where, we run into families, kids, individuals that just really, love the outdoors, love fishing, but don't have an opportunity to get out. And so we'll take them and their whole family out fishing, on a bass boat, on a lake, hopefully catch some bass. Sometimes you got to settle for some crappie, bluegill, or, whatever's biting. But like to do that and, just help them get out and do things that a lot of times they don't think they can do. The families don't think that they can, get this individual out, or the individual may not think it's possible. Spent a lot of time, I've kind of been a test case, I guess, on some of it myself, just getting out and on these boats and doing some fishing and figuring out how to do it. And so then we try and take some other folks out and share the same thing with them.
Well, I got to tell you, Doug, sometimes I think every time I fish, it's a test case too. So, don't feel bad there. I'll just let you know that. I go out there and try to wet the line every once in a while myself, and I love to tournament fish. And it's funny, that enjoyment, that reflection of that, and as you get older, one thing you find out is, it doesn't lose its zest. It doesn't lose that. And if we can get these young people, that think, hey, maybe I can't do this, and get them and show them that they can, there's a lot of real positive things in that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, my own personal experience, I grew up fishing with my uncle. He used to take me fishing in Tennessee, and I loved it. And after my accident, I really kind of just didn't think that was something I could do. And I just do a lot of trial and error, just figuring out, how to tie your own knot, how to cast a rod and reel and things like that. I mean, I tell my wife my biggest accomplishments when I figured out how to, tie my own knot, not the biggest fish I've caught. You know how to do it in your mind, but then figuring out how to do it with your given circumstances is a big challenge, but a big accomplishment too.
Well, it's fun to see people like Clay Dyer and the people who really don't look at a disability as a limiting factor. And I think what we do sometimes is we kind of put people who are disabled or maybe don't have the same things that we have in a different bag. We put them in a different niche. But in reality, everybody's pretty much the same. And if you get your mind right and you get involved in it and get active about it, you can pretty much do anything you want to do, whether you're disabled or not.
That's really true. And, I mean, bringing up Clay is a great example. I mean, the guy is inspirational to me. I mean, anytime I hear from somebody that says, hey, I can't do that, I mean, take one look at Clay Dyer and what he has and how, he allows God to work through him, and he just does things that you would think are impossible. And it's really inspirational. And I think teaching those same, values to people with disabilities are great. And then showing other people that, like you said, I mean, fishing's a great level playing field. You know, it's something that, like you said, with a little bit of heart and determination, anybody can do it.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a story to relate to you about Clay. We were down at the Strike King Rider's deal, and we're down there, and you know how we get baits. You know, we'll throw them in a big heap in the corner of the boat, and Clay has to use a pair of pliers with his mouth to be able to take those baits apart. And right. I can tell you, he can do it faster with that pair of pliers in his mouth than I can with my hands. And okay. It's amazing to me, you know, he's limited by, you know, the way he is, but he's also used every tool that he's got to be better than people are that have both arms and both hands.
That's right. And that's a great dream. I think it's great because I think so many people, you know, with disabilities, not only think they can't do this, but they can't be successful at it, and they can't really do it well. I mean, look at Clay, and like you said, the hard work and the determination and just basically figuring out how to do it. You know, and that's what we love to do is we give some of these kids, you know, we do clinics and things like that with disabled folks or whether we're taking them fishing and stuff, and, you know, just helping them figure out how they can get out there and enjoy the, you know, the outdoors and fishing.
Well, you guys have got a program that you've got some pros engaged. Wesley Burnett comes to mind, but you've got some wrap boats that are kind of neat. You get kids in a boat that, you know, it's not an old John boat somewhere. It's a very quality, good boat, and that's been important, too, because it shows them that there's some neat things out there that are associated with fishing that maybe they didn't know about.
Oh, definitely, and that's, you know, a lot of people's image of fishing is sitting on the bank with a bobber and a worm, whether you're catfishing or something like that, and be able to have these bass boats that you can take people on, and you know, you're going 50 miles an hour down the lake. I mean, half the time that's as much fun for some of these kids as it is actually doing the fishing. So it definitely opens their eyes up, and we just love being able to have the boats because it's a great promotional tool for the ministry, for Johnny and friends. You know, you've got these boats that are traveling across the country doing tournaments and events and shows or, you know, trade shows or whatever, and so it's great, you know, promotion for the ministry to kind of let people know that it's out there, that resources are out there, and hopefully that, you know, they can connect and get help them however they need it.
You know, all the sports that I've been involved with, I cover football and basketball as well, you know, for high school and local college and that kind of thing, university stuff. And, you know, you see football, basketball, baseball, whatever it may be, but there is a very strong bond, and it's a religious bond. It's one that, you know, the Christian people really gravitate towards fishing, and it's really a good tool to be able to do the things that you mentioned, you know, about leading people to know Jesus and do the things like that. But you're also giving people an opportunity they may not have to ever know that.
Definitely. You know, we like to use fishing as a tool to share God's love with people. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, they have needs out there, and they want to get out there and experience these things, and we do that, but we also want them to know that the bottom line, the reason why we do this is because we want to share the love of Christ with them. We want to let them know that how much God really does love them, even despite the fact that they're disabled. I mean, you know, just because they're disabled and in a chair doesn't, you know, make God love them any less than anybody else.
Well, I guess, you know, one thing we find out is that, you know, the community of fishermen, the community of anglers, the community of people who enjoy our sport, they've got good hearts. And, you know, I've not ran into anybody in my travels that doesn't have. And it's amazing to me, you know, when you've got this kind of community on how they get behind things. And I guess the first question I would have for you, you know, based on Johnny and friends, is how would people get actively involved? What do they need to do to get a hold of Doug Goddard? And what are some of the things that they can do to help in their local area, maybe?
Sure. Well, we're definitely wanting to grow this program. Right now, we're kind of been regional in the South and the Southeast, but we want to grow this to a national thing, and there are Johnny and Friends ministries all over the United States. They can get in touch with me. We have a website, just www.synergybusiness.net, and, you know, it has all the information on there, contact information. You can also check out johnnyandfriends.org. To get, you know, connected information, too. And, you know, we're just looking for people that love the Lord, love to fish, and love disabled folks. You know, if they do that, we want them on board, and we'll figure out how to plug you in so you can help out and connect with some folks that are disabled in your area.
Well, there can't be any better reason to be out there and be involved, no doubt about it. And I really appreciate you being with us, Doug, and I challenge Bass Van Army members. I mean, in reality, we've got a very large group of people, over 36,000, I think, now, and you look at the group of people that we have that are Army members, and I challenge them to get involved in their local community and do things like you guys are doing there at Johnny and Friends.
Definitely. Well, we would love to connect with people and even help them, you know, figure out ways to do some stuff in their area if they need some help figuring out how to, you know, get in touch with people or, you know, who might want to go out or who might need to, we would love to help them do that. And we just want to, you know, we want to be out there and, you know, making a difference. And I think, like you said, fishing and fishermen, outdoorsmen are just have great hearts about those kind of things. And I think that's one of the special things about the sport is that, you know, everybody loves fishing, has a passion for it, but most people really realize there's a lot more to life to it.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio, and best of luck in the future with everything you're doing.
Thanks a lot, Terry. I really appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Army Radio.
Thanks for joining us on Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best.